I was in a junior high sorority, and we used to like to, in the summer, rent a cottage for a week. In order to get money to rent that cottage, we would have different fundraisers. And one was collecting old clothes. So we would bring old clothes, and we were going to have what they called then a rummage sale, which is very much now like where you have the resale shops where people sell. But what happened is you went down, there was a poor neighborhood in Cleveland called the Huff area. So we brought the clothes down there to this shop. We rented this storefront that was vacant for this purpose. Mm-hmm. And I was working at the time. I started working when I was 13 in a bakery, and I thought I knew something about selling and all. So I was going to show the girls how to do it. A man came in with, I think, four little daughters, and he saw a coat that he wanted there for one of his daughters. And he wanted to pay, I don't know, maybe 50 cents. And I said, oh no, that's got to be, you know, a dollar and a half or so. And he just kind of shook his head, and he said, well, no, I just can't do that. And then he left. At the end of the sale, and we had 95% of our clothes still there, we had brought so many things down. Many mothers drove us down because they had to cart all these clothes, but only a couple mothers were coming back to bring us home because we thought all the clothes would be gone. Well, the owner came into the store, the owner who owned the store, and he looked around, and we knew we had an hour left, and he said, I'll give you $5 for the entire lot. And I just learned at that time or realized, oh my gosh, what have we done here? And I said to the girls, if anyone comes in from this point on free, tell them take as much as they want, whatever they want. And I'm thinking about this man that I denied the coat to. Mm-hmm. And I've never forgotten that.
Because he so needed that coat.
Yeah. And here I just, you know, was thinking I was showing the girls how to sell and not realizing how ridiculous it all was. Mm-hmm. And thinking that all these poor people lining up early Saturday morning to come get these bargains, where he had a permanent store down the street, and then he would buy up these clothes, you know, for nothing. Mm-hmm. So I was very aware then of poverty and injustice and trying to make the world a better place. Mm-hmm.